A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take Time for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Rabbi Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Mem Aleph, Erevin 41A, pagination page 81. But we will start on the facing page at the bottom. So we're on Mem Amud Beis 40B, last three lines, page 80. The fourth word on the line. Omar Rabba. A new topic from what we've been dwelling on for a while, dealing with fasting on Friday. Rabba said, Ki havinan bei Rav Huna, when we were in the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna, Iboilon, he asked us the following question. We were asked the following question. Bar bei Rav, a student of the yeshiva, de Yosef b'ta'anisa, that is fasting b'ma'ale Shabbata on the day before Shabbos, on Friday. Mahu la'ashlume, what is the halacha for him to complete his fast, and fast all the way until nightfall of Friday night? What's the problem? Normally, if someone fasts, so he fasts until nightfall. But in this case, his fast will infringe on Shabbos. So should he stop his fast when Shabbos begins, which could be while it's still day, you daven Ma'ariv, you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv early and start Shabbos and make Kiddush, or is he forced, his entire family or hosts could be already making the Shabbos meal, and he's still fasting because he has to fast until nightfall. Which way is it? Now, the question is compounded a bit because the case was Bar Bei Rav, a student of the yeshiva. Why did he choose a student of the yeshiva? If this is a fast day that fell out on Friday, then it affects everyone. If it's a fast day of Yahrzeit, the day that his father or mother passed away, so then it could affect anybody. If it's the fast of Erev Rosh Chodesh, why Bar Bei Rav? Why a student of the yeshiva who's fasting on Friday? So there is a bit of a joke that one can say that sometimes we know in more recent times in Europe, the students of the yeshiva, sometimes they fasted Mondays and Thursdays, partly out of piety, partly because they didn't have food. So maybe it's the student of the yeshiva who would be fasting. Okay, I don't know. The reasonable answer is that the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, writes that Anshei Maisa, people of piety, had a custom of fasting on Friday so that they would truly appreciate the Shabbos meal. They would be ta'ev le'echol. They would have an appetite. And the same way that we have a halacha that you're not allowed to have a meal on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yom Tov too close to Shabbos or Yom Tov, the last few hours of the day, not to have a meal, so they would fast the entire day. The Mishnah Berurah there writes, by the way, that some argue and say it's not such a good idea because then you're entering Shabbos kishuhu me'une. You're oppressed as you're entering Shabbos, which is part of the shaila that we're going to deal with. But in any case, this was the question that was posed. If a student of the yeshiva was fasting on Erev Shabbos, he has this custom. Is he supposed to be finishing the fast day? Or Shabbos overrides, especially if the custom was created in order to honor Shabbos and have a good appetite? It's enormously powerful to argue that the entire custom was only until it's appropriate to eat in honor of Shabbos. And at that point, it becomes permitted to eat, because that was the whole point of fasting. In any case, there are a few angles over here, and this was the question that was posed. Lo hava bidei, he didn't know how to answer the question. Arsala kameh de Rav Yehuda, v'lo ava bidei. They posed it to Rav Yehuda, and he also didn't know how to answer it. Omar Rava, Rava said, Nechazayanan, let us analyze it ourselves. Detanya we learned. Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, the fast day, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, that fell out on Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, and also Erev Tisha B'Av, if it falls out on Shabbos, Ocha V'Shosa called Sarko, you're allowed to eat and drink as much as you want on Shabbos, even though it is either the day that would have been Tisha B'Av, or it's the day before Tisha B'Av. Omala al shulchanu afilu kisuda shloma b'shaito, and you could eat and drink whatever you want, even meat and wine, even by shalashudis, the way we paskin, even if you don't normally have meat and wine by shalashudis, you're allowed, as long as you do it while it's still day and you don't infringe on the start of the fast day. Chol yos Tisha B'Av be'erev Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av is on Erev Shabbos, which is our case of a fast day on Friday, Mevi'im lo kebeitza v'ochel, the first opinion is, you bring him the size of an egg, and he eats, kedei shelo yikanes l'Shabbos kishehu me'una, so that he doesn't enter Shabbos oppressed. You break your fast. That's the first ruling. V'tanya, and we learned. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, "Pamachas ayinu yoshvim lefnei Rabbi Akiva. We were in front of Rabbi Akiva. V'tisha b'av shechol yos be'erev Shabbos haya, and it was a tisha b'av of Friday. V'hevi'u lo beitza megulgeles, and they brought him a lightly roasted egg. V'gama, and he ate it below melech without salt, just what he needed. V'lo shayatoiv lo, and he says it wasn't because he was hungry." Ela laharus l'talmidim halacha, just to tell the students what the halacha is. So you have a story from Rabbi Akiva. He didn't want to enter Shabbos starving. Certainly, once it's Shabbos, he's trying to prove, one can argue, that you stop your fast and you start your Shabbos festivities. What's the story that he's relating? That Rabbi Akiva, towards the end of the day, as Shabbos approached, actually held that entering Shabbos in a pleasant state of mind was more important than the fast day of Tisha B'Av. Talk about ethical balances. So he wouldn't have done this on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is a biblical fast day, but he felt that the honor of Shabbos, according to this first rendition of the story, the power of Shabbos was such that he broke his fast of Tisha B'Av. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Mis'ane u'mashlin. You do the fast, and you finish the fast, and that's the way we rule. We have one fast day, and according to our calendar, that could fall out on a Friday, and that's Asara B'Teves. And we finish the fast. We don't break the fast early. What about the story of Rabbi Akiva? Take a look at Tosfos, outer commentary, top line. Fascinating Tosfos. Tosfos says, Beitza Megulgeles, they brought him a lightly roasted egg. Bepirish Rabbeinu Chananel, in the commentary of Rabbi Chanana, which is printed on our page, outer commentary towards the bottom of the page, Kabbalah biyodeinu, we have a tradition that what was the real story? Ki Rabbi Akiva osa sha'a misukan haya. Rabbi Akiva on that year was in danger. He was sick. Ve'heviu l'Rabbi Akiva harofim. It was the doctors who brought him that egg, Ligabeya Beitza Megulgeles Ba'acharis Hayom, to bring him a lightly roasted egg at the end of the day because he needed it for his strength. And it's not hard to conjure up. Rabbi Akiva was 120 when he was killed. So one year, he was in the middle of giving shir, he was in front of the Talmidim, And the doctors took a look at him, and so he needed attention. Rabbi Yehuda log dikdek. And Rabbi Yehuda was making a mistake. He was not analyzing it properly. He didn't understand why Rabbi Akiva was doing it. Mm-hmm. He conjured up in his mind it's because it's Erev Shabbos and he doesn't want to go into Shabbos starving. So he made up a whole story. Tosfos says, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is that we have a tradition Rabbi Akiva was sick. And that's why he took it. It had nothing to do with it being Erev Shabbos. What's amazing, by the way, is that that means that Rabbi Akiva, even in a state of being misukan, a case of being in danger, with the doctors coming over to him with the roasted egg, he was still able to maintain his equilibrium, his serenity enough that Rabbi Yehuda should make a mistake and think that it was anticipation of Shabbos that's causing him to eat. I mean, even in his state of whatever medical condition, he was all with it. Medically, he needed, so he would do. But it was serene enough that Rabbi Yehuda made that mistake. In any case, Rabbi Yossi says, "Misana umashlim, you finished the fast." And indeed, if you turn the page, you'll see approximately like the eighth line down, right before the new perek, halacha misanin umashlimin. The halacha is that on a public fast day, we finish the fast day. That's the way the Ramah codifies it. All other cases, such as a yahrzeit or whatever might come up, tainis chalom, should be discussed specifically according to those circumstances. But on Asara B'Teves, we would finish the fast, and we would not break it in anticipation of Shabbos. Yashar Koach, have a great day.